So what was the development process like for season two? I mean, in a way, you guys kept updating season one. You really didn't even have to release the season two.
We didn't. Yeah, that's correct. I think what we were looking for is a way to make the cards more customizable. That's what initially started it. And, you know, we got a lot of information. We try to watch the forums, and we try to actually have a pulse on kind of what the feedback is that we're getting from our fan base. And one of the big things that, they were complaining about is that, especially with the higher-end tier cards, people were running into situations where, you know, they'd have a Dean Ambrose card, and they'd come up against somebody else that had a Dean Ambrose card that was fully leveled up, and the event would end in a tie. And nobody likes that. Nobody wants to have a tie. They want to see who's got the most powerful Dean Ambrose. And so what the new Season 2 cards allow them to do is they have all this customization now. So the likelihood of you coming up against a card with all the new achievements and things that we have that are built into it, these cards, every one of the stats you can bump up, and you can kind of customize it. So in theory, what you could have is you could have a whole, your entire exhibition lineup, your five guys could all be Dean Ambrose, and they could all be adjusted differently. And so it's going to allow people to have this customization and bring that customization to the table. And really, the WWE fan, we feel, is really, they latch onto that guy. They've got their favorite, they got the people they don't like, and those favorites, they really want to customize those guys and keep them as long and use those cards as much as they can, and this will allow them to do that.